Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Whatever you think of that new Texas anti-abortion law, you gotta admit, it's clever. Puts responsibility for enforcement in the hands of anybody. So there are no local officials to enjoin, no state action to overturn, none of the usual grounds for getting a court to intervene on behalf of a woman's right to choose. The law allows ordinary citizens to sue people and groups suspected of aiding or abetting an abortion, also to collect up to $10,000 in damages. What's also interesting about the law is that it taps a deep vein in American history and public imagination. I'm talking about vigilantism. The word originated in the U.S. in the early 1800s, when the Wild West was being tamed and the forces of order hadn't arrived yet, when horse thieves were strung up from tall oak trees, card sharks were ridden out of town on a rail. American popular culture has been kind to vigilantes. You know, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, Zorro, John Wick, and others who take the law into their own hands and fight for truth, justice, and the American way. Problem is, real-life vigilantes have only a hazy idea of those concepts. They've given us cross-burnings, lynchings, anti-immigrant and anti-gay violence, and other hate-infused crimes, all in the name of doling out justice. Because, you know, the civil authorities just weren't up to it. Vigilantism has lots of problems. It's not legal. It doesn't respect neutrality, due process, or even evidence. The perps are often the victims and are always righteously angry. Like Scott Roeder, who in 2009 murdered an abortion doctor in Wichita, Kansas. Roeder argued he was doing society a favor. That's a dangerous idea. Imagine if other states respond to the Texas law by allowing their citizens to sue abortion opponents, gun retailers, anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers, others who arguably endanger the public good. Already, opponents of the Texas law have flooded its tipster hotline with fake claims, which kind of makes these folks vigilantes themselves. I sure hope the courts step in to stop this Texas madness. Sounds like a job for Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, and the whole superhero universe. At least they know the difference between law and chaos, between justice and vengeance. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.